Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and I'm actually thrilled to have Karen Vickers back on. Now, you'll know Karen, she's been on the show a couple of times, and you've been seeing all our posts on social media about A Better Life for Livvy. The entire country has really come together to try and fundraise for Karen's little baby daughter, Olivia, or short, it's Livvy. Livvy has a rare spinal muscular atrophy, and she needs to get treatment in America, which costs $2.1 million. And, you know, when Karen first came on the show and told us about the fundraising, we're going, oh my God, I mean, it's such a mountain to climb, $2.1 million. Karen, good morning. You had news during the week on Livvy's birthday.
We did, Trina. Morning. Oh my God, what an incredible day. We actually reached our target on our actual official birthday. So it's just been, literally our dreams have just come true. Like, we're just absolutely over the moon. It's incredible.
You sound like a different woman to the lady that I spoke to not too long ago. And obviously you were very hopeful back then because fundraising was going very well. And everybody was so helpful really to you. There is just this relief in your voice now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, fundraising, like a journey, it's just highs and lows. Like, because some days you're just like, will we ever get there? And then we obviously got that incredible pledge from the Donahers, and we're like, oh my God, like, this is it. We've got a real shot. And then you're kind of seeing things just roll and roll and doing different events. And you're like, oh my God, every day you're just like, we're going to get there. And you're just holding your breath. Oh. And then to get that on her first birthday, it's like, oh my God,
yeah.
I'll never forget it.
You now have the funds in place to get this treatment in America, and it is the most expensive treatment in the world, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And like that's, I think, like when anyone fundraises, it's like, oh my God, it's such a nice money. But this was such an amount of money, like it was just incredible. But oh no, it's just amazing. Like, we started to look into treatment centres in the States now. We're just trying to get the finer details of logistics, you know, getting there, her, you know, her hospital stay costs and all that. And we're really, really hoping to get something posted to say, like, we're ready to go kind of thing. So yeah, we're just busy getting that sorted now.
So the ball is rolling. Now that you have the money, you can actually make the plans, which is brilliant. And the important thing was Livvy needed to get this treatment sooner rather than later, because they say they can't really have it done after the age of two. So now that she's had it, or has the money there at least to get it done at the age of one, this is going to give her a real chance, isn't it? Going to make a difference for her.
Absolutely, like 100%. Like, this is the thing about this condition, is that it's progressive. So like, the earliest she gets this gene therapy, the better effect she'll have. So yeah, we're just so excited. I mean, I can't even speak. It's even now, it's still like, we're just still. I was saying to Keith, we say thank you, but it's really not enough to say that. We just don't know how to say, you know, you've really changed our lives.
Oh, it's so lovely to hear the joy in your voice now as well, and the fact that this has actually come round. So how has she been doing? I mean, I noticed a couple of posts over the last while saying how things were getting hard and her condition was getting worse. So you really needed to get that treatment. How is she doing in the last week or so?
She's doing really well. Like, we had a few little scares a while back. She'd choke and incidents and stuff like that. And sometimes she's not great on the mask because she's like a typical baby. She's teething and all that to contend with, the poor little thing. But no, she's in great spirits. She had a lovely birthday. It was just family and we had a little cake and she had her first taste of ice and then she was delighted with herself.
Oh, first
taste of sugar, she was like, I'm all about it. But
I know that you reached your goal, but the point is the GoFundMe page, you're going to leave that open, because as well as the treatment, there's going to be huge expenses for yourself and for Keith as well in travelling to America. I would imagine it's not a case of just going over for a couple of days and then you're back. You've to be there for quite a while, haven't you?
No, that's right. It's a 3-month treatment plan, so we're there for 3 months. So like, obviously our accommodation and all, we have to kind of set out, and then her hospital cover, just if anything, God forbid, happens, you know, that we're covered kind of financially to cover for that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, here you'd have your health insurance or whatever, but like over there, like, we're going privately, so we just need to make sure we have the cost for that to cover that. But yeah, like, that's what we're looking into now, just trying to get finalized costs from the hospitals and like looking at accommodation, stuff like that.
Okay, and what part of America is it that you'll be travelling to?
We're thinking possibly Boston, and we've heard a lot of things about Boston Children's Hospital, so that's one we're looking into, but there's a few others as well. I know Philadelphia have an incredible hospital there, so we're just looking at two of those two mainly, I think.
It's brilliant that the target has been hit for Livvy to get a treatment in America, $2.1 million. The next thing though is to pay for her parents to be over there for 3 months, accommodation, flights, all those kind of things, and of course insurance for for when she's in the hospital over in America, which is massive. It's a massive cost too. So the GoFundMe page remains open. You can find it there, A Better Life for Livvy on GoFundMe. So if you can give anything at all, it would be greatly appreciated. I'm absolutely thrilled for you, and I was so happy to see that it happened on her birthday, Karen. So well done for being so strong to keep on going.
But well done to everyone, because I know it was like a whole community behind this journey. Everyone was just with us at the very end. So yeah, no, we definitely are very excited about posting her update when we have plans confirmed to let everyone know.
Okay, thanks Karen, we'll talk to you soon to get an update. Love to Livvy.
Thanks so much, Trina. Thank you.
Bye bye. This is Classic Hits, something for the weekend.